Welcome to the Shambana Proud Podcast, where self-professed Champaign Urbana area gurus chat about what's going on and what and who you need to know so you can enjoy the endless good things happening in our vibrant communities. Now here's your hosts, Terry Reefsteck and Carly McCrory McKay.
Hello everyone, today is March 14th. This is Shambana Proud. Carly here with the Champaign County EDC.
And this is Terry with Experience Champaign Urbana.
Thank you to our amazing sponsor, Cranert Center for the Performing Arts. We are back from spring break-ish, though it's still technically spring break. And we've got a lot going on this weekend with a lot of St. Patty's Day themed items, right?
Yes, and who wants St. Patrick's Day on a Sunday?
Not
That's
I.
No fun.
Not I.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll make it fun. So here's a couple things that we've got coming up this weekend. First up is Simple Meals Cooking Class, which is tonight, March 14th at 6 p.m. at the Common Ground Food Co-op. A local chef and Shambana Proud ambassador, Adam Wisniewski of Breakfast, Life, and Dinner will showcase a quick and easy dinner for the weeknight. He'll showcase buffalo-style pork tenderloin with roasted veggies and a fruit crisp. You can get signed up ASAP on their website, so we will link to that in the show notes. But that sounds delicious.
It does.
All right. Also coming up this weekend, you've got Wild Herb and the Free-for-Alls at the Wild Irish Rose Bowl. This is happening on Friday at 8:30 at the Rose Bowl Tavern. They're known for their original country, bangin' rockabilly, and broad Western soundscapes, but you can check this out for a St. Patrick's themed show and start the celebration a little early. And then a little different change of tune. Also happening this week is the Fighting Illini Men's Gymnastics, March 16th, which is Saturday at 2 p.m. at Huff Hall. It is senior night, and they are competing against Ohio State before they head into the Big Ten Championships, which we are actually hosting at State Farm Center, so looking forward to that in early April. The men's team is currently in the lead. They're undefeated.
Yeah.
So it would be really amazing if everybody could get out there and help them complete this season undefeated so they can get that win under their belt and head into the tournament here in Champaign with a strong record behind them.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, back to the St. Patty's Day theme. There is the St. Patrick's Day Party with the PBS band that is happening on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, which is the 17th from 2 to 4 at Alto Vineyards. You can get in on the celebration with green slushies, interesting, and live music from the PBS band. More information is on their website. We'll link to it in the show notes. And then there's also the fun-themed...
Come on, Carly.
Left for Confidant at the Canopy Club.
You did it.
I did it. Also happening on Sunday, but in the evening. So it starts at 7 p.m. It is a St. Patrick's Day drag show with the Queens of Canopy. They'll have music, drag, and drink specials all evening. And they'll also be giving prizes for the best dressed in green and gold.
Yeah. And lest we not forget.
I mean,
the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade is also happening this weekend on Sunday in downtown Urbana from 2 to 4 p.m. Mix 94.5, and a variety of partners will be hosting this parade, which will kick off at 3:30 and end at roughly 3:35 there in downtown Urbana. They'll be gathering at Cafeteria and Company for a little celebration, and we'll also have Riggs beer on hand to celebrate the event. But I just love how cute this is and super fun. I love a short parade.
Yeah, also good for those who like want to say that they did something but don't want a long commitment.
Totally.
Just go for 5 minutes.
Yep. It's perfect.
Have a Riggs beer and go home. Perfect.
I think that's the best way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Maybe I'll see you there, Carly.
Yes.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, speaking of, what are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? Well, I'm doing some housework. We lost our refrigerator this past week. So hopefully we'll be getting our new one over the weekend so I can get all of our food back into a normal-sized fridge.
I can imagine how this is playing out for your type A personnel.
More stressful for Daniel than it is for me because, of course, he is the cook,
the cook
in the family. And, you know, not having room to store a bunch of stuff is definitely been challenging. So be doing that, working on that. And then I'm going to have a little girls' night with some friends. on Friday. Not totally sure yet where all we're going, but I promised that I was going to try to stay up late with them. So
9:30?
I was thinking 9.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you're being serious. You're only committing till...
wow, no, I'm not like being serious at all.
Sounds like a fun...
All right. Let's say 10.
I mean, at least.
I can do it.
Jeez.
All right. Okay. I'm going to do my best. 10 o'clock. We'll report next time.
Okay.
How that goes.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend?
I am going away for the weekend, hanging out with friends, meeting up to catch some spring training baseball games.
Nice.
So excited about that. Need a little break.
Yeah.
And excited to, of course, fly out of Willard.
Yeah. Telling you what, I did that. I told you I went in and out of there for Salt Lake City, and it was so intensely convenient. I love telling people that when I get back, when I fly in, I get off the plane and 10 minutes later, I'm home.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than getting home and then having a long drive ahead of you to actually get home. Yep. So
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, excited for that. So we will report back on our fun, and Terry will let us know how late she makes it on a Friday evening.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. Let us know what you're up to this weekend at shambanaproud.com. We also want to know why you're Shambana Proud. Make sure you share with us any good experiences you have, anybody that you want to shout out in the community for something awesome that they did. You can do that on our forum online there at shambanaproud.com. While you're there, you can pick up some merch. We do have like a cool green pride shirt that would be great for St. Patrick's Day. So pick that up and any of our other merch. And yeah, we look forward to next time when we'll be talking to Eric from the William M. Starkle Planetarium.
Yep, that'll be a fun chat.
Yes, it will.
All right, cheers, Terry.
Cheers, Carly.
You've been listening to the Shambana Proud Podcast with Terry Reifstek and Carly McCrory McKay. Thanks to our sponsor, Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, for their continual support. See their calendar of upcoming performances at krannertcenter.com. Our theme music was produced by Perennial Sound Studios in Champaign, Illinois. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us your comments and feedback at shambanaproud.com. I'm Sean Kutzko. Thanks for listening. See you next time.